This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Scoop a boop a boop boop boop.
It's a drag.
I was like, what's that? Oh, yeah.
She's lost her mind. I'm Mono Agapian.
And I'm Nicole Byer. Tee hee hee. I like to tee-hee, and I like to judge cakes.
Hell yeah, that's my jam.
Nicole, I miss you terribly. We were talking before
I
the pod.
I miss you too. Yeah, because you've been away. You got on a plane. You went to North Carolina.
Oh my God. I'm going to make it probably my picture for the pod. But yeah, I masked up, and I had a face shield. And my American Airlines flight was packed.
Yeah, they've, so like American and I believe United have stopped not selling the middle seat. Yeah. And I'm like, what? Your CEOs just don't make money this year. Like, how about all the people who make billions of dollars just don't make a penny and you continue to keep people safe and you furlough your employees. And when like times come back to good, you pay them. It's sick. It's
they
so
don't
gross.
Care.
But that's wild to be care. On a packed fucking flight, Mono.
On a packed flight, but I got tested a bunch. I got tested before. I got tested in North Carolina. I got tested when I landed. I'm like just getting tested like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I told you this. I want to share with our listeners. I was in North Carolina and girls, there's a lot of Biden and Black Lives Matter signs. And I think there's a chance North Carolina will go blue this year.
This makes me so happy to hear.
I really do think.
Because sometimes I just think about like what I see in like Ohio and whatnot. Like when I was touring and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember who it was, but they were like, this is funny. I can't remember who it was or what state they were in, but they were like, a lot of people are still for Trump. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, I say it all the time. If you voted for him, you like him, that's your prerogative. I don't judge you. I just know what you're about.
Right.
It's just so fucking wild.
It's too crazy. And I had a conversation with someone in North Carolina who was so uneducated about how bad it is because they were just like, I was like, oh, you know, like they're trying to federally pass laws. Like I was like, you love me. You love me as a person. Mm-hmm. You should know that they're trying to federally pass laws that would make it legal for an employer to fire me for being gay.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, that they are. And I was like, yeah, they are. And then they did research on their phone. And then like for 30 minutes, it was like, I looked it up and you're correct. I'm like, yeah.
Yes, of course I'm fucking correct.
So there's a lot of just uneducated people who support him, and they don't know everything. They don't know what's happening.
It is like, I think it's wild to like not know what's happening, but then me and the nice man who lives with me, we were looking through a bunch of like propositions.
What's his name?
He's the nice man who lives with me. He's not John Millheiser.
The other nice man
who lives with me.
Okay, got it.
We were going through propositions and stuff, and I was like, whoa, holy shit. Like, this is stuff I hadn't looked up. There's like a real savage one about like convicted felons having to like give up their DNA for X, Y, and Z. And I was like, this is a police state. This is controlling people, not a fucking mask. Mm-hmm. It's everything is, I feel insane all the time.
I do too. And I don't know what I'll do if a motherfucker wins. I really don't know how I'll feel.
Well, I started looking into what it would be like to move to Vancouver.
That's amazing. I love that.
Like, I love my house. I love where I live. But I'm like, I mean, if shit is bad, like, I don't want to be here.
I hear you. My mom's officially applying to get my Greek citizenship. On lock. Yeah. Yeah.
You gonna go to Greece, baby?
I think I just want the option.
Sure. That
just
makes
to be
sense.
Like, I'm a citizen, and that means I can go there.
I can just fucking bounce.
Exactly. So, I want to know, how was Emmys?
Emmys were, let's see, they were fun. Emmys were fun. I lost the Emmy. Well, I guess I didn't have it to begin with, so I didn't lose it. I did
but you
not
were correct.
Win.
Your prediction was correct that Rue would win.
Yes, I mean, I'm not an idiot. I like one of my interviews was like, don't you want to be like hopeful or like positive about it? And I was like, yeah, you could be positive about like learning how to fly with your fucking arms. Doesn't mean you're going to fucking fly around with your arms. I was like, RuPaul will win. Like, she's won 4 years in a row. Mm-hmm. The show is a global phenomenon. Like, she's, you know, gay, black, drag queen. Like, you know, people love the show. Why not? Like, yeah, of course I'm going to vote for her. Nobody knows who I am. I read this one, like, Variety article that this man was like, I saw it nailed it on the ballot. And I was like, what is this? And then I watched it and I was like, huh, she's pretty funny. And I was like, yeah, these are the people voting. They don't fucking know who I am.
It's pretty funny that, like, to be, like, you are an amazing host and it speaks to how talented you are. But also, Rue is like, so, you're a gay Rwandan refugee with an eating disorder, and I'm here to hug you. And
I won't go there. Like, they've tried a couple of times to be like, Nicole, how does, because we, most hosts wear an IFB. I think that's what it's called. It's an earpiece, and producers in a control room talk to you. A lot of times I ignore them, but because I'm doing my own thing.
It worked. It worked. You can't say it did not work. You can say that you did not like it, but you can't
say it did not work. That's honestly to date one of the funniest explanations for a bad stand-up show. You can say you didn't like it, but you cannot say that it wasn't funny. Maybe you didn't laugh, but you cannot say it wasn't funny. I love Jasmine Masters. But there was this one episode where this lady was like crying about something. And they were like, and then she said something about watching the show, like brought her spirits up or whatever. And they were like, Nicole, how's that make you feel? And I was like, good. And they're like, that's it? And I was like,
That makes me feel nice.
And then they kept goading me to like ask her questions. And then I would ask her the question, she would answer. And then they'd be like, how does that make you feel? And I was like, whatever, fine. And then they're like, you're not even emotional about it. And then I said out loud, you guys do not pay me enough to cry on camera. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm emotionally detached from this. Can we move on?
Also, people are making cake for you.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what you want me to do. You want me to like sob over this this thing this person made for me?
Right.
No, I don't know how.
What's the storyline like? Is someone who's like cakeophobic coming on and confronting their fear? Like, that's not the show.
And I wish there was like B-roll of them on like Maury or something screaming and running from a cake.
No!
That would make me so happy.
And the audience. I miss when the audience was combative with the people.
Oh my God. My favorite was when like, a kid would be like a little girl would be like, yeah, I had sex in my mom's bed 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. Yeah, I bought baby clothes. I stole them. I don't care because I'm going to have a baby and my mama can't stop me. And then they get on the show and Maury's like, why do you want a baby? And they're like, because nobody loves me in my life and I'm trying to find love.
And then the audience is like, I just want you to know you are a bitch. Okay, so this 7-year-old girl crying out for help, you are contributing by...
Someone, like an adult gets on the mic and she's like, you bitch. And she's like, I don't care. I don't care. I mean,
I don't care. I'm going to start a business where I defund white Republicans by making them start a false banking account under the name Aurora Borealis.
Aurora Borealis.
What was your acceptance speech like? I asked you this. I want to know. Because we didn't get to see it.
No. So my acceptance speech was Jacques. So it's on the set of Nailed It. Take what you will from that. And so Jacques is standing in frame and then he goes, Nicole, you won. And then I run back and forth through the frame going, fuck, fuck, fuck. And that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Amazing.
I don't say thank you. I didn't say anything. And the reason why I did it was because I knew I wasn't going to win one. Uh-huh. Two, it made the camera operators laugh. And honestly, that's all I'm ever trying to do because I love them so much. They're truly like my favorite humans.
Nicole, you told me it was wild and that's more wild than I thought it would be. That is wild. You sent that to the Academy.
Yes, and they tried to make me record it. So when I was hosting the Creative Arts Emmys, they were like, okay, and now we're going to film if you win. Because they truly would not tell me who won or anything. Apparently, it is like actually under like lock and key and people do not know until it is announced.
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, so you're going to introduce the person presenting that category. And then right after we're done with that, we're going to record your acceptance speech. And I was like, oh, well, I already recorded one at Nailed It on the set. And they were like, oh, well, do you want to do it again? Because it's like, this is supposed to be live. So if you win, it's going to look really weird if it goes to a video. And I was like, yeah, but I think everyone understands that stuff is like pre-recorded. So I'd like to keep it as it is. And they were like, okay, but like, we really think. And I was like, on no planet can you change my mind.
I love that. Oh my God.
For me, I was like, I'm not going to win one. Two, if I do win, like, holy fuck. Like that, like that's, it's crazy. Like the only words I would have are fuck.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait till next year where they have no choice but to air your acceptance speech where you're screaming fuck. I can't wait.
I want to get the footage. Like, who do I fucking curl?
I don't know.
Who do I fucking curl?
Yeah, you should probably curl some beauty and then ask him for the footage. Should we talk about drag?
Hell yeah, let's talk about drag.
Oh, Nicole. What a trip. What do you think? Let's start. We're in Vegas Review. What do you think in general, big picture about this world?
So I know some people weren't feeling it. And I guess it's because it's like the same way where like I watch Canada's Drag Race and I've seen bits and pieces of Drag Race Thailand. I'm like, it takes me a minute to get into it because I miss Rue. I miss the person I know. I miss the person I love. Where is my Michelle? Like, I'm a creature of habit. So, like, I really just miss it. And
By the way, shout out to Michelle Visage's birthday today.
Oh, yeah, it's her birthday today. She's honestly one of the kindest people I've ever met.
Amazing.
She's, like, immediately a mama bear. Like, she meets you and she's just like, I love you. And you're like, oh.
but to your point.
But, yeah, I think people like stuff they know. And I think... this is like, what the fuck is this? But that being said, this was like Drag Race meets Real Housewives, and I was here for it. I fucking love it. I love that Derek Barry's like opening line is, what is it? I'm in the Big Apple and just take a bite. And I was like, you're in Vegas. What does that mean to you?
I don't know. I missed that completely.
Yes. It's, like, they all have like taglines like the Real Housewives where I think Evie's like, drag queens are the new rock stars. And then like everyone says something akin to drag. And Derek Barry's like, I'm in the Big Apple. Let's take a bite. I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's about apples. And I'm like, no, girl, I love Derek Barry. She is good television.
She's perfect. And yeah, that I agree. This is the Housewives moment. Derek Barry is our Teresa Guidice, whatever her name is. It's a wild ride. And I mean, this episode, I'm here for the universe. I wish they probably had more of a full season because it does feel like a...
Yeah. I think I wish they had done... But again, then again, I don't think anybody realized that we would literally kind of still be in a quarantine situation.
Uh-huh.
I wish they had been like, well, let's just shoot the like 2 weeks of quarantine and then we'll be back in production or whatever. And like shot the girls like in their apartments or like wherever they went.
Uh-huh.
And then that would have been edited in time to have it now. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I like those four episodes and Mom is hungry for more.
Yeah. Do we get six episodes?
I think we only get four.
Are you serious? Is it done now?
I think so. I can double check on the googles.com.
Yeah.
I'm sitting right in front of the computer. Let me ask Jeeves.
Definitely go to Jeeves. Go to question.com. So as you look that up, I'll just say this. We're getting right into a fight. We're getting in some great footage of Naomi saying
four
about
episodes.
Derek. Oh my God. Then it's over.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Yeah.
So it opens with Naomi saying she's so hokey. And
hokey is honestly such a good word to describe Derek. And I don't think Derek would disagree. I don't think. Because it's like, Derek is kind of like wholesome even when Derek reads you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's
right.
It's funny.
It's
and then like
very
a polo
funny.
Shirt, like hokey. I think it's the perfect word to describe Derek.
Hokey. And in some way that is like a leveling read.
Yeah.
Like in some way that's like worse than saying you're a cunt. You know?
Well, cuz it's like you're not corny. You're like
you're hokey.
Hokey.
I think that's devastating.
It's such a good word too. Like it's just you don't hear it often.
Yeah.
And it's good. The English language is filled with just stunning, elegant words that we don't use.
Like heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebies, okay. I've been saying rotten a lot. I love the word rotten or rotted.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. I love rotted.
I used to like go on the internet and look up synonyms and then start using the synonym. I might start doing that again. What a treat for me. What a cute little thing I'm going to bring back to my life.
You know what word I'm going to bring back?
What?
Junkie.
Junkie. This junkie ass bitch. Yes, Mono. That felt good.
Junkie. That was fun to hear. It was really fun. Yeah, you would call someone a junkie ass.
You junkie ass bitch. Ew, look at you. You messy. You junkie. What's going on with your makeup, you junkie ass bitch?
That would set girls off.
What a treat. I love this.
Junkie. So we open on this fight because it's right in the middle of the Vegas casino floor. Nebraska's come mostly uninvited.
I really think Naomi said it best when Naomi was like, Nebraska's a drag queen. Nebraska wants the attention, the fame. Mm-hmm. Of course she's going to insert herself on this show that Derek is on.
Yes. And even shadier, she called her Mackenzie.
Yes.
She didn't say Nebraska. She was like, of course Mackenzie wants to be a part of this and she's not.
Which is so, like, Naomi is so, she's cutting.
She's really cutting.
She's very, like, she's severe in a way that, like, gags me. Like, I fucking love it. And it's like,
yeah, she's
like, if a woman a cisgendered woman spoke like that, people would be like, wow, what a fucking bitch. And I feel like because she's a drag queen, you're like, ooh, yes, give it to me. That's sass. But I'm like, we should all be able to speak like that, which is like not mincing words, cutting right to the chase.
I love
giving
it.
You a full blown opinion. I love it.
Even when she too, she's like, she's talking to Derek and she or Nebraska, and she very directly says, I think we don't like each other, but the thing we have in common is that we support Derek.
Yes. And like, which I love. Real.
And then, of course, Derek's like, no, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell if it's for the drama of the show or if she genuinely is a very, you know, she is a nice person. But
Pokey.
She,
okay. I just want everyone to get to, like, to love each other.
I know, yeah.
And it's like, that is an unrealistic want. Because sometimes, like, people's personalities mesh like ranch and vinegar.
Thank you. Thank you. Even though I think there might be vinegar in ranch.
Oh, shit. Like ranch and Kool-Aid.
Peanut butter. Yes.
Yes. Ranch and peanut butter is much better than ranch and Kool-Aid.
Actually, ranch and Kool-Aid, if you just have a pizza there, then there's a bridge. They're delicious. Anyway. Yes, it's crazy. But this is so funny because Derek, this is the same Derek from All Stars 5.
Yes.
Who was here to start some shit.
Well, I think Derek likes to start drama, but then also likes to not have the drama when Derek doesn't want the drama.
Totally.
Because in Derek's mind, I think it's like, well, Nebraska will be on this show. And then maybe she'll get on Drag Race. Like, I think it's like, helping, like, you know, you want your significant other to have the things that you have and be successful. So
she's
I think Derek's always planning. I think she stay planning.
She stay planning. I think she's friends with the producers, and I am here for that because you need to get. You want to know where that check's coming from? These people are putting you in a Vegas main stage show. I want to be friends with them too.
Yes.
Derek said we. Oh, Nebraska said, of course, from that. Okay, that fight they had in the hotel room that they only showed a little bit of. I want to see that whole thing.
Wait, the party?
The party where Nebraska's like, Derek's like, we don't know what you do. Derek says to Naomi, we don't know what you do. And then Mackenzie's like, well, we know it's not Tiffany Pollard.
Yes.
That
yes.
whole thing.
Which is so, like, I don't understand. When people fight, bringing up something that happened so long ago doesn't hurt my feelings. Bring up something now. Do I have a snaggle tooth now? Is my eye makeup fucked up now? Bring up some, like, look at me. Look at me and take me down.
Truly. Don't be like, well, remember when you did the kids TV show challenge on season 5 of Drag Race?
It's like, characterization. I remember, and I'm still getting residuals. Like, what do you want?
Well, I just want you to know that your Tasha Salad character wasn't very creative. Like, what's the read there?
Tasha Salad is a perfect drag name.
Yes.
Is there a drag queen named Tasha Salad?
That is Roxy's name. On that weird challenge.
Oh, okay.
Where they do a kids show. I can't take, that was her. That's Tasha Salad is a fantastic name.
Yeah.
It's really good. Nebraska's yelling like Jennifer Tilly. She's like yelling in the casino, tequila, tequila, tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi says to camera, why does she need my validation? Oh, why do you need my validation? Go brush your hair, bitch. Everything
this
Naomi
is what I
says.
Mean. Look at me and read me. Her hair, it could have used a little brushing. Mm-hmm. I like Naomi does it for me. Like I really, I've loved her for a while, but like my love was solidified when she was on All Stars and when she sent Manila, who I love Manila home, or love Manila home, loved when she sent Manila home because one, great television, unexpected. And when everyone was like, I can't believe you did that. She was like, life's not fair. And it's not.
It's not fair. It's not
and
fair.
I loved it.
No, I mean, and that was the right moment to do it. It was gutting, but that was the moment to do it. I mean, she wants to win.
Yeah.
It's like top 5, top 6, whatever. It's like, you gotta, sorry, this is the time in the game where you just cut people's heads off.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I love it.
I am so here for it. Asia jumps in, and I love Asia jumping in.
Oh, boy. Asia is... I love Asia. Mm-hmm. She also looks stunning. I want Asia to beat my face. I asked Asia to be on Why Won't You Date Me, and you better believe she has not responded. Anywho.
She will.
I really want her to. But
she will.
She's one of my favorite queens. I love her. But she looks stunning. And I love when she was like, why are you here? Why are you here? I always keep it 100. Her little finger kept like going into Derek's face. And I was like, I love this. What a way to like get at somebody. Like, not to be like, black girls just fight better. I was like, what do we kind of do?
Yes.
Because like that would get to me.
I mean, she's the fucking prosecutor and she's like, let's talk about the case. Mm-hmm. You said you wanted to come here to apologize, but in the same breath, you like said like she looks bad or like I don't like her. But there's an inconsistency there. So mm-hmm. the defense does not rest. Do not pass go. That's how jail works, right?
Yes. The defense rests. You do not pass go.
Do not pass go, and you gotta go to Park Place and pay $500. Anyway, Asia's right, and that's what blows me away. I'm like, Nebraska, you have no real argument after that, because you're not here to apologize. You're not. Love it. Good drama. Love, love, love. Then the next morning, they're at the Berries. They're having coffee at the Berry household.
Yes.
How much do you love these setups?
Well, I was just like, what is this, like, balcony situation? You knew you were being filmed for a television show. You're not going to zhuzh it up a little bit?
A little bit?
Put a plant outside and some, like, hang some lights or something?
I mean, it's Vegas. I think every plant dies when you take
it
outside.
You're right. I also need to remember that, like, everything in Vegas is beige. because I guess the sun, lightens everything up. What's it called? Oh, bleaches. Like the sun bleaches everything. Whatever.
Yes.
But I liked meeting the third, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, love him.
And then we find out that like Derek's mom doesn't really accept Derek.
Yes.
And it's Nick said something about like asking the elder something. And I was like, what are you talking about?
So
do you remember that part?
Vaguely. I remember okay, tell me if this is correct. So first of all, I think they're drinking hot coffee with plastic straws. That's crazy. And that's crazy another way. But Derek's mom wasn't ever comfortable with his gayness. And then his stepdad sent him a Leviticus quote.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And then I think he posted that quote being like, hey, look, guys, this is fucked up. This is what gay youth have to deal with. And then Derek's mom got mad at him for basically blowing up her spouse's spot and being like basically exposing him as a piece of shit.
Yes.
And here's what I want to say. Sending Bible quotes is so crazy because that's like a magician like sending a Harry Potter quote.
I mean, to me, I like grew up in a church, but I also grew up with a mother who embraced gay people and, you know, queer people and trans people. So I never grew up being like, they're bad and they're evil or whatever. I would just be like, well, when, you know, the minister or the preacher says something about gay people and how it's not right or like lying with another man, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, oh, well, I guess that's the part I don't take because there's a ton of parts of the Bible that people don't take, like eating shellfish or like not supposed to lie with an unclean woman, like when she's on her period or whatever.
It's crazy.
It's just like, it's a big old book filled with like parables.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't know. It's so wild. And I really hate that people use religion to be like, that's why it's wrong. Blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the other. Also, I'm like, if it's not fucking bothering you, why the fuck do you care?
Who gives a shit? Like, if you have the imagination to believe that, okay, then you should have the same imagination to believe that someone might live their life in a slightly different way. That's what blows my mind. You believe fish on fire flew in the sky, but me holding another man's hand blows your fucking gourd.
Yeah, I guess it's like a thing where I'm learning that people love control. And it's like, this is the thing so out of their control. And it's like, out of the norm, and they're like, what the fuck? How can we do? It's devious. And it's like, is it? Is it? Is like two men holding hands and adopting a little baby devious? Like,
it's not.
The fuck? It's so wild.
It's boring.
It is. And it is so boring. Like, hating people based on, like, things you don't like is so... Like, find something personally that you don't like.
Right. And I'm going to scream again. Yeah, yeah, read me personally. Honestly, my fashion sense doesn't exist, so tell me that. Don't, like, don't take away my rights. Fucking read my chopped haircut. Don't take away my right to live. I was just, it's crazy. And everyone vote. I mean, everyone here is voting. Everyone who's listening is voting.
Yeah.
We're not going to swing anyone here.
Vote, but also remember to do your due diligence and read like the propositions and stuff that your state is trying to impose. And like,
yes,
read a lot up on it, because a lot of these things are worded in a way for you to not understand. And then in between our presidential elections, we have to remember to vote at a state and municipal line, because the trickle-down effect is not real. We could get Biden and things could still, you know, be not great in your state. So, like, we need to, like, do our due diligence and get the people who will affect change at the bottom to then, because you start at the bottom and you go up. So it's like, if we hold the people at the bottom accountable and they continue to be reelected in higher positions, they then can affect more change from up top.
And
so,
these people are winning. Like, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, like, these revolutionary progressive people are winning at the state level. So we need to keep pushing that, because
keep pushing.
It's completely false that you don't have that power. You have more power at the state level.
We have more power at, like, the bottom.
Yeah.
Bottoms are powerful. We're power bottoms.
Baba.
We all need to become power bottoms when it comes to voting.
Thank you, because we have a real chance. We have a real chance of flip-flopping the Senate and topping it, honey.
Yes, queen. Let's top that Senate.
Let's fucking spray our congressional jizz all over the United States of America.
Yes, queen.
And that's why we endorse this message for Joe Biden.
Yes, we are for Joe Biden.
Biden.
Because he was the person picked for us. The DNC is wild.
It's like, well, it's like shopping for a car. And it's like, well, here we have a car with four wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And over there is a cage on fire with one wheel and an evil sorcerer on top.
Oh,
which
also,
card do you want?
Oh, the evil sorcerer, please. So somebody on the internet, I'm kidding. Someone on the internet was like, I think I said on this podcast, I was like, the Democrats and Republicans are pretty similar. What I think I was trying to get at was, I don't like a two-party system.
That sucks.
And then someone else came for me. I need to address all these people because I keep saying, leave me alone, and they won't do it. Kine's finale dress on Drag Race Canada is a traditional Filipino dress.
Filipina. Yes.
It's Filipino? Yes.
Yes, it is Filipino, and it's often referred to as a Filipiniana.
Ah, yes. Hers was ugly. It was
not
for me. It did not fit her well.
I said this.
That she wore a traditional dress. But if you're going to wear a dress of any sort, traditional or not, please make sure it fits.
Thank you.
That's why I said I didn't like it. It had nothing to do with it being a traditional Filipino dress.
I looked up a bunch
online and I found several
that were elegant,
stunning, well-fitted, and beautiful.
Tailored, detailed. And I said the same thing last week. We missed you. Because Betsy was too nice, in a lovely way. I also said, if I am of many heritages, and if someone wears an ugly tunic dress, an ugly Greek goddess dress, an ugly hijab or abaya, I will say that is an ugly version of that dress. I will not burn you at the stake because you didn't like a dress tied to a culture.
I was like, so many people like tweeted at me about it, and I
was
like,
my God.
Oh. And then I truly was like, well, maybe I'm dumb. And then I looked up the dresses and I was like, no, I'm not. I know what they look like. I knew before, whatever. I just didn't clock it when I was commenting on it. But, you know, from here on out, guess what, guys? I like everything. I'll never have another opinion again.
Yeah.
You excited to listen to that?
Are you excited?
I like it.
And
I like
dress,
all of it. It's I great. Like it. Everyone did a great job. Nobody should have gone home.
Here comes the next dress. I like it.
So, okay. So there's a lot of drama. Derek Barry ends with this iconic quote of, "There's too much baggage, and opening night is too much to be unpacking more bags." That's it. I love that quote.
Perfect.
Asia's popping off about rehearsal backstage.
Yes.
She's like very type A. She needs that to be correct. And she's right, though, because if it goes wrong, they'll be like, oh, these queens are a disaster. They won't be like.
Yeah, nobody will be like, oh, they missed that light cue. They're just like, oh, she wasn't where she's supposed to be. I'm with Asia on this because I think a lot of people don't understand that, like, sure, a lot goes into the production, but the person who gets blamed is the person who's on the stage, the person who's on the screen.
100%. Just visiting my family this week, I remember, like, just I was reminded of how, like, some people, not everyone, but, like, my family has, like, they don't really have a grasp on, like, how a show works. So, for example, when, like, Adam Sandler says something funny in an Adam Sandler movie, they were like, man, he's so funny. I can't believe he wrote that and said it. And I was like, okay, well, I don't think he wrote it. Like, in some instances, and they're just like, oh yeah, like sometimes we forget all the intricacies of what goes on behind the scenes to create something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's lost. It blew me away, and I also kept my mouth shut, and I was like, I don't care. I'm not gonna correct. I don't give a shit. Banji's talking to Derek, whatever. They're all talking about the fight. And then RuPaul is there to kind of confront and give notes. Love it.
I gotta say, I love every scene with RuPaul, still holding her carry-on, still holding her Starbucks from the airport, because she's going right back to LA. It's a 30-minute flight, and I'm 100% sure she flies in and flies out.
I love that.
Isn't it stunning? Like,
is she going to do in Vegas alone unless she's going to some top-tier spa afterwards?
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
I miss spas.
Yeah.
I really need a massage, and I'm not doing it right now.
Why don't you buy one of those, like, Theraguns?
I think I might, because I'm tense and tight.
Yeah, I also want to see, I mean, be careful, start on the low setting, but I want to know what it does to your clitty when you take a Theragun to it.
I don't want to do that. Like, I'm all about, like hurting myself, but, like, that I think would actually injure, and I really don't want to, like, have to go to a hospital during COVID times, and they're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, oh, I gunned my fucking clit off.
And you just show up with it in a Ziploc baggie.
And I'm like, please reattach this.
I hear you. You don't want to be on Sex Took Me to the ER.
No,
that
no
show.
Thank you.
Oh, I talked to a nurse in North Carolina who was like, I have dealt with many men. I basically had a lot of nights in the ER where men come into the ER with gerbils stuck in their ass. And what we do is cut out the part of their colon or lower intestine where they're trapped and sew it back together. So tell your homosexual friends to pump the brakes.
I don't really understand.
Yep.
I mean, I've heard about it. I just don't understand. Maybe someone can tell me. This is the only thing you can contact me about this podcast episode. What is the allure? A little animal just going nuts in your butt? What?
Apparently it feels crazy on your prostate.
Oh.
Like it gets your prostate in a way because they're burrowing. Because they are burrowing deeper into you. And sometimes they get stuck in your lower intestine or even further up. And they die. Because they're trapped.
This is honestly one of the most horrific things. I am devastated to learn that a gerbil can. Also, how do you lure a gerbil into your tight asshole?
A funnel.
What?
This lady blew my hair off of my skull, and she was like, they get a funnel and they're burrowing. They're like burrowing animals. So like, ooh, I see a hole. So they go for it.
Honestly, it is not even 2 p.m. on Sunday, September 20th, and I'm already ready to give up living. This is the most horrific thing. I'm truly shook, devastated. I can't.
This is the ending.
This is the ending of the rest of your life. I'm so sorry to say.
Wait, should we take a break on that now?
Oh, we have to.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Oh my God. Now we're back. My spirits are low.
I'm so sorry. It tickled me. Like, it was fucked up.
Like
it
a gerbil burrowing.
Oh, I got two in me right now.
Oh God.
So Evie is like, Rue's like, Evie, pull up your energy. And then Rue's like, what drama's happening backstage? What drama? I don't know about it. What's happening? And of course, we're talking about all this stuff. Asia says they're embroiled in this thing. Derek says, I think Naomi needs to respect Nebraska more.
Mm-hmm. Which is like crazy to say to RuPaul. Like, RuPaul does not give a fuck about Nebraska.
No.
But then RuPaul was like, all right, let's make this fun. I'm going to role play. I'm going to speak for Naomi. Then Naomi's lip syncing along with it. That made me laugh very hard.
That made me laugh. And Naomi is correct in this because Naomi is like, I don't share a dressing room with her and I don't need your significant other to like me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the correct professional response. It's like serious, but it's correct. And I love when RuPaul says, like, put your professional and personal places and like keep them separate. And Naomi looks at her like, you know, when the good kid gets the bad kid in trouble with the teacher.
Yep. Uh-huh. And they're like,
And you just look at them.
Maybe you should have followed some rules.
And they're just nodding and they're just like, mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, yeah, this was gaggy and fun. It was a good time. Whatever. And RuPaul's watching rehearsal and they do this scorecard thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where they show all the faults. So funny.
Yes.
missed entrance from Naomi, flubbed line from Asia, missed twirl from Asia, wardrobe malfunction, Derek's not in sync, and Cameron's unsure of the script. Very funny.
Yeah, very but like funny. This, was this their dress rehearsal?
Yeah. Or, no, it was the dress rehearsal's day of, right?
I guess it's a tech run through. A tech run through is the day of. I think your dress is the night before.
This was night before, so
okay, so that's their dress. But you know what they say in the business? If you have a bad dress, you're going to have a wonderful show.
That's what they say in the biz, in the Hollywood.
In the Hollywood.
Hollywood. And Rue's giving him more notes. She's like, don't embarrass me. Do not embarrass me. And they've got to hit their marks. Cameron's got to get this salsa together.
She's got to get this salsa. She said she could do it, but is she going to do it?
If she doesn't do it, Gay will be canceled. And
everyone will have to go back in the closet if Cameron Michaels doesn't get this salsa. Cameron is pretty, and yes. I think my favorite part about Cameron, I like Cameron on this show more than her season, because there's always a girl on these like Real Housewives shows who like stays out of the drama and is like, I don't want this. And then they have an episode where they're like, oh, I'll tell you why I don't want this. And you're like, oh my God, she like spoke. Like it's great. Like the casting on this show I thought was so good.
It actually is good. I was like unsure at first, and now I'm like, I get it. I get it. We have a really nice mixture of shit starters, peacemakers, confronters. It's nice. And then just like the fun friend, Vanjie, who's like,
Vanjie's
I don't know.
Here for it. I'm like, give Vanjie a show with her and Silky. Because in the first episode, when they were like, when Silky's like, so you gonna go to Vegas? She's like, yeah. And I was like, this is, give me this.
Give me this. And just... oh my God. Silky's clearly stolen bottle of liquor from a bar made me happy.
Ugh, so funny.
Love. Now we have a real boring scene of Evie talking to her boyfriend. Snore, snore, snore.
Yeah, but it's cute. They're like,
it's
in
really
love.
Cute. They're
in love.
And the boyfriend's like, I'll come see you soon. And no, you like, won't.
No, you won't, bitch.
No, you won't. Rona. And and then he's like, I need you to take care of yourself. And she's like, I won't.
You know I won't.
Yeah, I have a dear friend who also have Ehlers, who has Ehlers Danlos. And she was like, she should not be doing this.
Like, oh, dang.
Like, I hope she's well. I really hope she's killing it. But she's like, my doctor gets mad when I go for a run.
Oh, wow.
Of how my joints are. My doctor
oh my God.
Is like, you can spin or something with very careful, controlled movement.
Dang.
So I hope, I'm going to wish Evie really well, because I don't know. I don't know anymore. So here we are at opening. And but also, I think doctors, I hate doctors, and I don't listen to doctors. So.
Yeah.
Like, I listen to them telling me to put on a mask. Yes.
Sure.
But I'm not like, cut me open and do what you gotta
do. Cut me open, daddy.
Take my gerbil out, daddy doctor. So, okay, it's opening night. They're getting ready for the show. Derek and Vanjie are talking moms. Derek's like, my mom won't be here because she's tough.
And Vanjie's like, my mom's my best friend. I love her so much.
Yeah, her mom's just a total fag hag who's like her sister, and I love that. And Derek's, poor Derek. Derek's like, yeah, my mom told me it was embarrassing to tell people that I'm an international drag star. Do you know what I mean? What the fuck?
I honestly, though, love the way that she phrased that. My mom said it's embarrassing that I'm an international drag star.
Isn't that like, nuts?
Ugh, I love Derek.
Poor Derek. I mean, I haven't finished it. I haven't seen the last episode or whatever. So we'll see if she comes too. They're certainly building a storyline of mom coming around. Let's see. Vanjie is amazing and saying, don't worry about it because that's one less bitch asking you for money. Love it. Love it. Rue is about to do a circle prayer, and Naomi isn't there, Nicole.
I know, Naomi. She took too long with her makeup. I mean, for a show, I would have been there on time, me personally. That's just, I'm totally a type A person when it comes to like performing.
Totally. And I'm surprised because looking at Naomi and looking at how buttoned up she is when she like talked to her family. Do you remember when her family came to visit her at the season 8 finale of Drag Race?
No.
Her brothers and sisters come up behind her and she's surprised and she's just like, how are you? How are you? How are you? She's just like so, she's so buttoned up that I would not take her for late mm-hmm. to opening night type of girl.
But maybe she's like, I'll be there when I need to be there. Cause I straight up just lied. Like my stand-up shows, I get there maybe 10 minutes before. But sure. That's like, it's my show. I know what I'm doing. There's no ensemble and I don't have to do press.
Right. Well, we do take nerve. And I was about to say, you have nerve and that's really what's important. But like, do you remember these looks at all? Do you want to talk about any of these looks, their red carpet looks?
Oh, let me pull them up.
Pull them up. I know they come on screen pretty quickly, but I'll walk us through some of them as you pull it up. Asia's wearing this like floral bathrobe tie around with a pink swoopy-doo wig. And it's cute. It's a pretty cute look. I'll give it, it's not blowing me away, but I would give it a chirp. I'll give it a light little chirp there because it's like, it's cute. It's kind of like a Golden Girls wallpaper with pink punches. So I would give that a little bit of a chirp right there.
So yeah, it's like cute little Golden Girls. She got pink hair.
For what do you
red
think?
Carpet? I wouldn't wear a robe.
I agree.
But she does look cute, but for a red carpet, I wouldn't.
Doesn't it look a little bit bathroom-ish?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's cute and I really like Asia, which is probably like why I'm like being kind, but if I'm going to be completely fair, it's boot, it's burpable.
Yeah, I'm like, I keep saying it, for a red carpet, you're wearing a robe?
I think they were like, we have a lot going on today. Or she was
maybe,
like,
maybe, yeah.
I have a lot going on today. I can't give you the perfect red carpet look.
Mm-hmm, fair.
But to be fair, is it a burp?
I don't think it's a burp. It's just not red carpet.
Okay. Okay,
I think in any other circumstance, I'm like, it's fine. There's a reveal. There's something underneath. Yeah.
Then it's going to be a third thing in the middle. It's going to be a, huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
So now what about Vanjie's South Beach?
Love it. I think it's cute. Again, not a red carpet look for me.
Not red carpet at all.
But I think it's really cute.
I mean, she looks like she's outside a club at 2:10 a.m.
Yes.
Looking cute, but it's not a red carpet. So I'll give it a, God, I like her a lot, but I'll give it a chirp. It's just a light chirp.
Okay. Yeah. Vanjie gets a pass for me because I like her so much.
She is loyal to her brand.
Yes.
Okay. So then Derek's there wearing classic big old Derek hair and like a greenish.
Yes.
Gown.
Greenish, nude. It's like a nude under with like greenish. It's green cow stunning. It's like a speckled greenish look. So this is red carpet, but I don't love it.
Yeah. 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 I don't love it either. I don't either, but I'm gonna give it a huh.
Huh. Yeah. It's like a
I bet they were like, we're doing so much today. Leave us alone.
Yeah, leave us the fuck alone.
So next, let's say we have, I mean, Cameron's is just a full chirp.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's
wearing a
really,
crown.
Really fun.
She's wearing a damn crown on her body.
Yes, it is. What a treat. I love this red, hold on. Let me find a better picture of it.
It's like detachable clearly because like she can't stand in a picture with all of them, but it's like a red, white, very Buckingham Palace faux fur look. It's sickening. Mm-hmm. A lot of gold accents. Cute.
Yeah, I love the crown that she's in. I think it's really stunning. I think her makeup looks really, really good. It's like a statement. It's cute.
Yes.
She looks really great. I love the bows on the boots. And it's honestly like everything is too much, but in the perfect way.
Yeah. Yeah, and the bodysuit actually tailors it and gives it a silhouette, whereas, like, I think a big ball gown with this would just look...
Yeah, eat it up.
Totally eat it up, like, too much. Now, Evie's look. Evie's look, I love.
Stunning.
Love it. This is Miss Stunning. Elephant. This is dreaded Maleficent, and it's sickening.
I love the hair. I love her face. The dress is beautiful. Yeah, I think Miss Evie Oddly, I think she does it all. Like, some people will be like, whatever, she didn't deserve to win. This, that, and the other, da-da-da. But I'm like, she does glam, and she does weird, and she does them all very well, I think.
She, I agree, too. People count her out, and then she shows up, and it's like, oh.
Yes.
She's great.
I think people count her out because she's crafty, and people like to be like, crafty's not polished. And I'm like, all drag doesn't need to be polished.
Yeah.
But here she does look, she looks stunning. Like, I love
it. And she performs like she performs. It's like, sit down. She's doing.
Yeah.
She can do so many different things. It's, I love it. I love. Okay. So then, of course, finally, Naomi appears later on in this sort of white swan.
I love it.
It's gorgeous.
It's simple. It's elegant.
If you're going to be late, look that good.
Yes. Yes. She looks so beautiful. She is one of the prettiest queens. Mm-hmm. And this look is, it's just so simply beautiful.
She's smelling that rose too consistently, which is so
very funny. Very, very funny. Gotta sniff that rose.
Like someone, like her crush gave it to her not 30 seconds ago. It's so funny. Great. There's that powwow before they, you know, get ready, blah blah blah. They're starting the show now. They're starting the show now. Evie throws some shade to Naomi, be like, be on time, girl. Like, that's not cute.
Which, again, I'm like, I like when people are direct. Like, it annoyed her. And instead of, like, letting it fester, she was like, let me just fucking say something so I don't bring this good or bad juju into the show.
Right? I fully agree. Just say it. Get it off your chest. So then Rue starts the show. Love her cowboy look. We see the intro of the show. And I am excited.
Yes.
I wish I saw the damn show.
Really want, like, when it comes back, I would like it to go see it. We should go. It's a half-hour flight.
We'll definitely go. Remember how we were there a week before at the Gavians?
Yes. The Gavians were so wild, and then Hard Rock shut down. It was wild.
It was, can you believe that was this year? Truly.
No, I can't believe a lot of things were this year. Like, the fact that Tiger King came and went and Carole Baskin is now on Dancing with the Stars is just a testament to how long this year has been.
Unreal. Carole fucking Baskin dancing to Eye of the Tiger on Dancing with the Stars.
I swear to God, if she doesn't dance to Eye of the Tiger every single week, I will lose my mind. I will have lost faith in producers and humanity.
That's funny. I mean, she could do Katy Perry's Roar.
Yes, I hope everything is tiger themed or big cat themed.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. That is really funny. I mean, she could dance to Wet Ass Pussy.
Oh my god, that would be wild.
How great if we got to see her bump her ass on the floor arrhythmically.
I would love it.
I would love it. Okay. So then. Okay. What? Okay, that's it. Cameron nails the salsa.
We knew she would.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. We knew she would. The stakes they have to force into these shows are very funny.
It is very funny because it's like, we know it's going to go well.
Uh-huh. Cameron Hall is a damn good dancer and performer.
She's a great dancer, yeah.
Really good. They're losing their minds backstage. What a success. The show's a hit. They party. And that's where the episode ends, isn't it?
That's where it ends. I'm excited for the next episode. I genuinely like the show.
Oh, yeah,
me too. I think it's really fun.
Me too. It's a blast. It's fun.
Right?
I wish we had more.
And then also I was like, what a fun way to continue to see queens that we liked from the show, but like would not come back and do an All-Stars, you know?
Yeah. Truly. Yeah, that is a great point. That, like,
you know, like all of them have been on All Stars except for, you know, Evie because she won. But right? It's like, we're not going to see. Oh, and I guess Vanjie has not been on All Stars, but she's been on 2 seasons. And honestly, I don't think I'd want to see her on All Stars. She's too much of a like established person. I'm like, yeah, like, let me see her on a different reality platform or whatever.
Totally. Totally. Well, this is going to be a gag. This is going to be a gag after we do this. I will say I have not seen Drag Race Holland yet. Have you? I haven't seen the first episode.
No, I have not. Is it in English?
I think there's English subtitles.
Ah.
Yeah, you're gonna have to read. But we're gonna have a real pivotal question. We'll probably throw it to the fans, and I'm gonna announce it right now. We're gonna either decide if after we do Vegas, if we should do Holland or All Stars 2.
Or Thailand.
I love Thailand. I love Thailand.
I haven't watched Thailand at all.
I have seen the first season.
Can we throw that in there? We can.
Let's throw that in there. We'll three-party system, baby. Options. Three parties, not two. Yeah, I love that. Let's do that. We'll figure it out. We'll see what y'all are gagging for, and we'll make it happen. Nicole, what do you want to plug before we go?
I want to plug, make sure you're registered to vote.
That's right.
Yeah, that's about it. Be kind to one another.
I love that.
You can't bully people into wearing masks, but you can wear a mask. You can keep others safe. You know, if the news is overwhelming, it's okay to turn it off. You know, mm-hmm. from here on out to, you know, election day is going to be stressful unless mm-hmm. you don't care or whatever, but like take care of yourself.
Yeah, I really love that. I think we need that. That's really beautifully said. Yeah, be kind to each other. Exercise some forms of activism that make you feel good without panicking. The last day to register online to vote is October 19th, so get into it. You can just Google register to vote and you get a myriad of options. We appreciate y'all listening, and I'm going to really quickly read a little review from y'all.
Hell yeah.
Public Emily says, bebop boop. Long-time listener, big-time fan. Nicole Byer in Drag Race? Yeah, I'm already on board. Plus, I got to meet Mono through the pod, and he's a true hoot. Love Nicole and Mono's take on the Drag Race series. It's clear they love the art of drag. P.S. Make Betsy Sodaro the official Nicole fill-in. Okay, bye! And that's sweet. Oh,
that is sweet.
We fucking love Betsy.
Well, Betsy's the best. Betsy makes me laugh so hard. She's just the best. Like, I don't know.
Pure
she's
good.
A ray of sunshine.
She's a ray of sunshine. She can't not be funny. She's pure of heart. We're very lucky to have her in our lives.
Yeah.
Nicole, I love you.
I love you more.
Okay. You almost got the note? Okay. Remember the note is. Okay. Just hit the note now. No. That's not it. That's not the note. That's not the note.
No.
It's. That's it. We got it.
Perfect.
We got it.
We got it. Cut and print.
Stella about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
I did a show last night, you guys, and I did a joke that I've been doing for about a year and a half. It kills every time. I started it pretty strong, and then the second beat of it, I was like, what is it? Like, my mind went blank, because I haven't told the joke in 6 months. Yes. And I went, well, I don't know where that goes. And then I was like, this is an old joke. And then Sashir was sitting behind me, and I was like, Sashir, do you know the end of this joke? And she was like, what part are you at? And I was like, this part. And she was like, no. And I was like, fuck. And she's like, your book is right there. Why don't you open it? And I was like, yes. So then I like flipped through my joke notebook and I was like, there it is. And then I started telling it again and then closed the notebook because I thought I was like free and clear and remember the rest. And then got lost again. I was like, dang. And so she was like, open the book again. Why did you close it? And I was like, yeah. It was.
You're like 50 first dates, but with stand up.
Uh-huh. It truly was so messy, but, like, I had a blast. And then I got a new bit out of it. Like, I'm going to start telling the story about how I postmated one loose bottle of ranch and it cost me $20. It is the longest. It's like a 1.5 minute bit. And by like the minute mark, I'm like, you people are just sitting there being like, are you gonna keep talking about ranch? And the answer is yes. Okay, we should start. I'm so
keep
sorry.
Keep this in. Okay, great.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.